When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Join Passerable City Council and Airport Commission meeting tonight. Slo County Airport launches new navigation app to enhance accessibility. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy early today, then partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Passerable City Council and Airport Commission will be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The meeting's purpose is to discuss an FAA commercial spaceport license for the municipal airport. Obtaining a spaceport license was part of the city's goals in previous fiscal years to diversify the local economy and attract higher-paying, head-of-household jobs. The FAA has informed the city that its airport master plan must be updated prior to submitting an application for a Part 420 commercial spaceport license. Updating the master plan began in March 2025. The city estimated it would take about 18 months to complete. Parallel to this, the city has been investing in the technology corridor, allowing for testing sites for rocket and jet engine propulsion systems in a remote area near the airport in partnership with the universities such as Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. The City Council and Airport Commission will receive an update on the process for acquiring a spaceport license and discuss the next steps in its efforts to complete an application in tonight's meeting. The San Luis Obispo County Airport announced the launch of Good Maps, an advanced indoor navigation platform designed to enhance the travel experience and terminal navigation for SBP. A release from SPP cites how the platform can assist travelers with low vision or blindness with audio guidance and visual directions for deaf and hard of hearing travelers. Accessibility is an essential part of the travel experience, said Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg. Courtney Johnson, Director of Airports, said, quote, because the system operates without additional hardware or energy-intensive infrastructure, it aligns with our sustainability goals while improving the overall passenger experience. Templeton Historical Museum to host Some Like It Hot fundraiser. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition, a vintage silent auction, the ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. If you own a ranch brand, you're encouraged to bring it to burn your mark on Templeton history. Or for just $25, you can create and burn your own brand. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste, featuring the best of Templeton's home cooks. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. Capital Projects engineer Titus Esperanza gave a presentation last night at Paso Robles City Council meeting on upcoming works. The first is Phase 2 of Creston Road, which will include a roundabout at Rolling Hills.
And I'm pleased to announce that the bid docs were just finished today with between Vicky and I. So we are poised and ready to advertise for bids on March 12th. And bids are due April 23rd. And if all the bids are good and the apparent low bidder is a responsible and responsive bid, we will be ready to bring it to you for approval at your meeting in May. And then we would be ready to be in construction soon after school is out for the summer.
The last project was for upcoming pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street.
So Riverside from 17th to 21st is also on the list using the supplemental sales tax. But this time we're going to bifurcate the project. We will start with the curb ramp upgrades and sidewalk repairs. And we will structure the bid documents so that they must be done and out of the way before the Mid-State Fair. And then next year, we will start the road repairs, and then they must finish before the Mid-State Fair.
In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-101, the Suns over the Kings 114-103, the Spurs beat the 76ers 131-91, the Magic over the Wizards 126-109. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Pacers, the Hawks will go against the Bucks, the Jazz will face the 76ers, the Hornets will go against the Celtics. In California news, the leader of California's Democratic Party, Rusty Hicks, has called for candidates in the gubernatorial race who do not have a viable path to the general election to drop out. Hicks said that the lengthy list of candidates could risk locking out any Democrat from the November ballot. Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Monday that he may take funding from counties that he said are underperforming when it comes to using Care Court. Care Court is a program launched in 2023 that uses courts to get people into mental health treatment. Newsom specifically called out 10 different counties, including Monterey and Fresno counties. A teacher of over 20 years in a San Francisco high school has been placed on indefinite leave after allegations of alleged sexist and fat-shaming questions came to light. Algebra 1 teacher Tom Chan had questions on his quiz, such as calculating the amount of money you would need to spend on a Valentine's date with a girl based on their weight. The teacher has been described by some students as well-liked and who wanted to make math fun. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop. with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. remains in a deficit when it comes to fertilizer capacity, though manufacturers and distributors have front-loaded supplies of certain nutrients into domestic markets. Sam Taylor, farm input analyst with Rabobank, on current fertilizer availability and what it means for producers.
If you look at the cumulative imports of DAP into the US market, phosphate, most important phosphate, it is an interesting chart from it, like divergence from the norm, in that from April 1st, it basically flatlines. So there was near enough no DAP coming into the US market up until the data we've got available, which is in November. It was almost impossible for distributors and retailers to actually build up on inventory on that kind of context.
While some fertilizer tariffs have been paused to improve supply flow, importers and distributors still face limited ability to build inventory.
If it's a tight global market with the countervailing duties and a deficit region such as India not getting their supply, that residual supplier, Saudi Arabia, that was making up the volumes lost from Morocco and Russia, they just decided to supply the west coast of India. So there's not necessarily the global availability to backfill that.
President Donald Trump is invoking the Defense Production Act to boost U.S. manufacturing of glyphosate, calling the herbicide essential to national security and modern agriculture.
This is Jack Holden from Holden Herefords, inviting you to attend our 60th annual sale, March 9th at the ranch in Valier, Montana. We will sell 150 powerful Hereford bulls, 30 top quality line 1 females, and 80 F1 black baldy open heifers. There's never been a better time to use a Holden bull on your Angus-based cows. Take advantage of increased pay weight, maternal heterosis, and 70 years of a constant focus on producing quality cattle that add dollars to our customers' bottom line. Videos and online catalog available at HoldenHerefords.com.
In today's market, open cows cost you real money. More calves on the ground means more dollars back in your pocket. FlaxLick tubs from SmartLick Supplements improve conception rates and shorten your breeding window so more cows breed back faster. FlaxLick delivers omega-3 fatty acids to support fertility and increase pregnancy rates. Better conception, more calves, better profits. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLick.com to find your nearest FlaxLick dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Improving pumping efficiency can significantly cut irrigation energy costs. Charles Burt, professor emeritus at California Polytechnic State University, San Luis Obispo, said in a recent Ag Alert article. Burt said pumps often operate inefficiently due to wear or mismatched flow and pressure conditions. Cleaning wells and reducing drawdown can lower total pressure requirements and energy use per acre foot pumped. In new drip systems, reducing discharge pressure from 40 to 45 pounds per square inch to about 25 PSI can cut booster pump power costs nearly in half. However, in existing systems, pressure reductions won't save energy unless the pump matches the new requirements. Variable frequency drives can improve control, but should meet high efficiency standards. Farmers should always maintain adequate pressure to protect irrigation uniformity and crop performance. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Clouds early today, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday. Upper 60s Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, low 70s Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks recovered ground at the open. The major averages up about 0.5% following a retreat in crude oil prices and an encouraging sign on the economy. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. will support ships containing oil that need to get through the Strait of Hormuz. Also, payroll processing company ADP reported the job market turned around in February. Private employers added 63,000 jobs in the month. Bitcoin is moving higher, up to 72,000. Abercrombie & Fitch shares opened down 5%. Comparable sales were up 1% in the quarter, but its profit was weaker than a year ago. And shares of Ross Stores up more than 7.5% after an upbeat quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Pass Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, and Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there since 68, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Brad Pawlowski discussing the general obligation bond, and that is, of course, for the Paso Robles Unified School District. So enjoy that all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Let's see here, more on this. Let me see here. Big boned, I never saw a fat skeleton. When my kids were little, they wore slim-sized jeans. The other option was husky. All right, the changing of the times. I don't know what this is. Maybe a song, Gabriel Iglesias. I'm not fat, I'm fluffy. All right, got you for that. And I just wonder if this commercial would still be allowed to be played in the United States of America.
Hot dog. Armor hot dog. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on hops. Tough kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dog.
Hot dog kids love to fight.
So the reference, what I mean there, the fat kids, and then one of the other parts in it is the sissy kids. I don't know if that would get past the attorneys anymore, because people would be offended by the terms used in that famous commercial. So Anyway, that's from the started last hour from that story about that the math teacher up there in the Bay Area on his assignment. Chris, just for the heck of it, was there any other questions that they had that were, you know?
Sure. Let's see. This one was more of a joke question, but it asked when the last time you gave candy to a fat kid was.
Oh, so he's all over this fat thing, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Was that the theme of all his questions?
I don't think it was the theme of all of them. These are just the ones mentioned in the story about the complaint.
Boy. So when was the last time you gave a fat kid some
candy?
Oh, candy. Jesus. All right. Well, I'd love to be in the meeting. Hi, good morning. I bet half the staff is laughing. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm all right, Def.
All right. Say, you know, on the airport deal out there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was mentioned a little while back that Amazon is, you know, going in across the street and going to use the airport for, you know, shipping their stuff in and out. Do you think that's going to have an effect on being able to get the spaceport?
I don't know, because I'm lost on exactly what a spaceport does. Do you know?
Well, I guess it sounds like they kind of do experimental stuff with, they have these little jets that go way up and stuff, and, you know, and they study them and stuff like that. And
okay, well, again, I'm still trying to figure out what they do and how do they generate money? Because we talked about, you know, the high-tech paying, the high-tech with the high-paying jobs and so forth. Is it long-term? Is it short-term? And I just don't understand enough about them. I like the concept because of the change in technology, but if you were to ask me, hey, Kevin, what does a spaceport do? I don't know.
Yeah, well, they'll have electronic technicians. You know, they'll hire them and stuff, you know, for the technical stuff. And
I know, but what is the purpose of this?
I think they want those jets to go way, way up there.
Okay.
You know,
then,
and stuff.
but what for? Where is the generation of money from these, whatever you want to call them, rockets, airplanes, helicopters? Where is the money? What do they do other than go up in the air?
Yeah, it's just kind of, probably kind of another governmental thing where they spend money and don't get much, just do their studies, it sounds like to me, kind of.
Okay. Let's see here. Somebody, spaceports are, they are beyond traditional government-run complexes. Private companies. Okay. SpaceX, I've heard of them. Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic. Okay, but again, my question, what do they, you know, when you go to a business or manufacturing place, they produce something that they sell, you know, whatever it may be. And you say, okay, I see that. I understand that. What does this entail? See where I'm getting at?
Yeah. I kind of think that, you know, Amazon is so big and powerful that they would have the ability to keep that spaceport from coming in, saying that it might infringe on their operation. And then also, there's just so much development around the airport, you know, and then everywhere around there. And I've heard that the other spaceports are out in the deserts, you know, a long ways from anybody or anything. And I don't know.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because when I was just checking on this a little bit this morning, because this has been a topic brought up from time to time here in Paso Robles for over a year or so, and I thought, okay, I kind of like it, but I don't know if this was mentioned or will be mentioned, but they, you know, if you do enough research, you'll see the benefits and the, shall we say, the negative impacts. And I don't know if the people have passed the Robles, but just to throw this out, launches cause noise pollution, light pollution, and risk of wildfires or contamination from failed toxic materials.
Yeah, they've had, they've had a few jet crashes in the down south, that the one in the desert area, they've had crashes down there, but it didn't affect anybody because there's not many people around there.
Well, also it says spaceport development may clash with local industries, and they list a couple, and one is agriculture, particularly in rural or coastal areas.
That's us. I think we're in competition on the spaceport with other areas, too. Other areas want that spaceport, so...
Well, I don't know, because I can't wrap my head around this. I mean, we'd hate to lose out on something if, you know, there's risk with almost... Well, there is risk with everything that we do, but as technology develops and so forth, and we have an airport that many would say has been underutilized for many, many years.
Boy, they're sure utilizing the San Luis Obispo Airport. Oh, that place is jets, big airliners taking off all the time, going somewhere.
Well, they did a good job of the airport itself. It's a very nice airport now.
Oh, it sure is. Okay, well, I just was kind of thinking that Amazon will make money. I think Amazon would make money going in across the street. What do you think?
I have no idea.
They'll provide jobs and they'll be. Yeah, I think that Amazon thing is a moneymaker.
Well, what are they
across the street with the airport?
Is it just for delivery?
Well, they probably bring in big loads of. There's stuff that they ship in and out and then ship it out from there. The only bad thing is that road, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, that road is not good now. Now, I know that there's supposedly plans in the future, but we always seem to wait after the fact to start doing things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing it up, Daff. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
All righty. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Mm. Those smaller planes that they use at Spaceport can take satellites up and put them in the air, and they're a lot cheaper than flying those great big rockets out of Vandenberg to put up satellites. So that's the purpose of those planes.
All right. How often do these companies go up with satellites?
I don't know. I'm just telling you that's the purpose of the spaceport. I'm not an expert on it. Yeah, Paul Sloan knows an awful lot about it. Hey, ask him sometime when he calls in. Okay, bye.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let me see. Spaceports, horizontal launch instead of rocket launch, of low orbit release of mini satellites. Okay, so we had a question last week on trivia regarding satellites and, you know, obviously different sizes, that they can stay up there for many, 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 many years. So it gets back to my point. I mean, how many satellites are we sending up every day? And we're, again, you know, the companies with the money. All right, here's another text. John Hammond is all for the spaceport. Maybe he will call the station. No, he won't. He won't do that because, according to him and some others, we lack character and we have no credibility. So the mayor would not do that. I don't remember John specifically being for the spaceport, but I know Steve Martin was. I think Steve may have been the one who kind of brought it to the attention, from at least my memory, that this might be a good idea. And I remember listening to him thinking, well, you know, maybe it won't be. I mean, maybe it is a good idea. but I'm still trying to figure out here. But then I wonder again if the citizens know of the negatives, because, you know, we always had to have ER reports and so forth through the cities to, you know, put up a tent in your backyard, being facetious there, so nobody takes that seriously. So if the people are aware, and would they want it, and if somebody can do a really good explanation of what these things do and how overall it will benefit. I have heard from cities up and down the Central Coast, particularly here in the North County, for many, many years, well, by doing this, we're going to get more tax revenue and we're going to get better jobs. If we've gotten that better tax revenue over the years, why do you continue to look for ways to tax us more? And where are those better jobs? I'm still waiting for that, but I digress. Okay, let me see. Yesterday we're talking about they're not done with this mileage tax. Well, California, Democrats again are pushing for the single-payer health care. It is back. It is back. It is being pushed by the Democrats, and this is the idea of a government-run universal care program. Now, Newsom kind of put it on the back burner, and it's laying there, but it's bringing it's heating up again. Now, the original reason why Newsom put it on the back burner, I think for a couple of things, was the election's coming up, and now the election he's more than likely going to try and go for in a couple of years. That way he's not associated with is that the annual cost, and we're going back a couple of years, was $392 billion a year, annual cost for the state of California. Again, this is the government-run universal health care program, and that would replace private insurance as the sole payer of health care cost. So the 392, what was the original estimate of the bullet train? Or any other government project where we are told or given a figure? And estimated. And in any instance, was that estimate even close to what it turned out to be for you, the taxpayers? This would easily go towards $1 billion a year. Easily towards $1 billion a year in a state that is, what, 33, 35, depending on the numbers, billions of dollars in trouble. But the Democrats want it. They want this, and they will see. And many of the candidates for governor on the Democratic side, they were at one time opposed to single payer, including this Steyer guy. And, well, that's when he ran for president. But he changed his mind a couple of months ago. And he said that we can do this here. We need a single-payer healthcare system in California. Well, we'll see where this goes, but it'll be eventually, as always, or in most cases, up to you.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Capital Projects engineer Dita Esperanza gave a presentation last night on upcoming projects in the city. Dita said that phase two of Creston Road bidding is poised to be accepted by the council in May, with construction starting as school ends for the summer. Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities include the annual chili competition, vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste. For more information on each event, you can go to templetonmuseum.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, Day 5 update.
Iranian leaders looking up and seeing only U.S. and Israeli air power. Every minute of every day until we decide it's over.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says Iran's Air Force is no more. Their Navy is sunk, but now Hezbollah reported helping Iran with missile strikes, and Iran struck a NATO member for the first time, Turkey.
Turkey's Ministry of Defense says that an Iranian ballistic missile was launched toward their country, and it was shot down by NATO air defense systems.
Fox Trey Yingston in Tel Aviv. Thousands of Americans trying to get home from Gulf states with flights canceled. The Texas Democrat primary, Jasmine Crockett, conceded to moderate James Tallarico. We'll face either GOP Senator John Cornyn or Attorney General Ken Paxton in a May runoff. America's listening to Fox News.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's Local Staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a two-for-one wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto. Relaxation beautifully shared.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three Seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968. That's actually Hutch Heating and Air. All right, clouds early, then sunshine today. Highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear with a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. You know how that works. No lows in the low 40s. Then we'll do upper 60s again on your Thursday. And Friday, well, where are we going to be? Well, probably about the same place, indeed, upper 60s. Saturday, low 70s, upper 70s Sunday, back to low 70s on Monday and Tuesday. All sunshine, not really any rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 6:30 a.m., 6:01 p.m., we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. City of Atascadero and the Central Coast Zoo, they are and have been excited to announce that the weekend vendor or vending opportunity is open for local food vendors. And you can start doing that on June 30th as far as the beginning of what they're going to be doing there, and it'll end in September. Now, vendors can sign up and sell their menu items through this program at the entrance of the zoo. And again, that's every Saturday and Sunday from 12 until 2, again, June 20th till the end of September. And it's your opportunity. So go to the city website, Community Services and Promotions Department, and get signed up. I don't know where the deadline is on here. It's coming up, so need to do it ASAP. All right, here it is, the Red Carpet Prom Night, Adult Prom, presented by the Paso Robles Lions Club. How about this for making some memories? Enjoy an evening of dancing and fun. Appetizer, desserts, and a no-host bar. They'll have some music for you and a photo booth. How about that? All right, you can get tickets, $75 each. That's early bird. And, well, the early bird, forget it, but it's only, you can go online, and they're going to be selling these tickets until they're sold out. Now, the event is April 18th, and they're going big time here. This is at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom, which is absolutely gorgeous. And remember about the Lions Club, all proceeds are returned to the community through the Paso Robles High School Scholarships, Sportsmanship Awards, and other projects. So check out the Paso Robles Lions and have some fun and make memories at the Adult Prom Night. Red carpet stuff, folks. I'm telling you, check it out. All righty, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirits of Paso Robles. Remember, they've got dinner for you Wednesdays through Friday. Of course, weekends, that means brunch and lunch every single day. All righty, moving right along. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. It's today the 4th. Okay. Yeah, it is. Today's local celebrities, let's see. Who do we have leading off? Robert Goodwin's having a birthday. Vic Martinez, Chuck Willis. We have, it says, Gary Eastwood. Paul Viborg is having a birthday. Peggy Talkovich, Debbie Martinelli, Lauren Brannick, Kathy Tucker, Matthias Willis, and Terry Harrington. Those are your local celebrities. Okay. Ooh, on my right-hand side, fiddle player, 1678. That would be Antonio Vivaldi. Actually, it's violin, right? Okay, he died in 1741. Onward we go on this list. Theodore Hardeen, the brother of Harry Houdini, 1876-1945. He was also a magician. The Newtster, Newt Rockne, 1888-1931. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, Dazzy Vance, 1891-1961. Quite a few of you people may know this guy. My mom did, not personally. Charles Gorin. Who is he? Well, he was a bridge expert. 1901-1991. This guy was a good actor. He's a little messed up, though. John Garfield, 1913-1952. I remember most from The Postman Always Rings Twice. What a fascinating movie that is. Margaret Osborne DuPont. You thinking of the DuPont family? I don't know if she was, but she was a tennis champion. She won the French Open, Wimbledon, and U.S. Open quite a few times for the U.S. 1918-2012, the actress Joan Greenwood, 1918, passed away in 2012. Remember the TV show, the Barbara McNair show? She was also a singer. 1934-2007, the British race car guy, the Indy 500 winner. His name was Jim Clark, 1936. was killed in a crash in 1968. Ah, Paul Apprentice, 1938. Songwriter Bobby Womack, 1944-2014. Sky was a relief pitcher for the New York Mets and others. Danny Frisella, 1946. He's killed in an ATV crash in 1977. Chris Squire, the musician, 1948-2015. Oh, another singer. I guess he had a very, I don't know, attractive is the right name, but at least it caught everybody's ear. Shaken Stevens, 1948. Whatever it was. I remember the song Fool If You Think It's Over, Chris Rea, 1951. Kay Lenz, the actress, 1953. Catherine O'Hara, the actress, 1954. Also, we have, Everybody Loves Raymond. You know Raymond's wife, Patricia Heaton. She's born in 1958. Then we go to the boxer, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, 1961. The actor from Chicago, Med and Wings and others, Steve Weber, 1961. Stacey Edwards, the actress, 1965. This guy was a good basketball player. Real smooth point guard. Played for the Cavaliers and the Suns and ended up as the mayor of Sacramento for a couple of terms, I think. Kevin Johnson. Excuse me, I turned off the wrong mic. Good outfielder, Brian Hunter, passed away in 1960. Not passed away, he was born in 1968. Everybody's favorite transgender advocate, Chaz Bono, 1969. Good running back out of Ohio State, played for the Vikings, and he left NFL football abruptly. I think he wanted to finish med school, if I'm not mistaken, but he did stuff on the NFL Network and stuff, but he was really good. Robert Smith, 1972. You Giant fans will remember, relief pitcher, Sergio Romo, 1983. Margot Harshman, the actress, 1986. And who else do we have? One of the great arbitrators of the NBA, Draymond Green. He was born in 1990. All right, passing away on this day. Chris, have you ever heard of Dungeons and Dragons?
I like Dungeons and Dragons. What is it, Gary Gygax?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, you don't know what Dungeons and Dragons is? It's a tabletop role-playing game. It's trying to think of how to describe it.
But it's obviously it's popular.
Yes, very much so. And I think it's honestly gained popularity since its inception.
Okay. I have no idea what it's about. But anyway, Gary died on this day in 2008. I guess the game began in 1974, so he did well with it. All right, thanks. And then we go to passing away on this day. Howdy. Very well-educated lady, Sarah Ophelia Coley Cannon. You know her better as? Yep, Minnie Pearl. She had that hat with the price tag of $198 hanging from her hat. But again, she was a pretty amazing lady. Again, very, very, very talented. Let's see here. Also passing away, John Candy, 1994. Adam Rayner. He was a dwarf until he was 18, and then he grew. He was 4 foot, about 1 inch at the age of 18, and by the time he was 32, he was 7 foot two. 7 foot eight. He died in 1950 at the age of 51. Luke Perry died in 2019. And who else do we have? The gentleman who defined the boxing rules, John Graham Chambers, died in 1883. All right, going to the top of the list, Newt Rockne.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council and Airport Commission will be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's meeting will discuss the next steps to applying for a spaceport license at the Paso Robles Airport. The San Luis Obispo County Airport announced the launch of Good Maps, an advanced indoor navigation platform designed to enhance the travel experience and terminal navigation for SBP. A release from SBP cites how the platform can assist travelers with low vision or blindness or for the deaf and hard of hearing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s, it's 51 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
He was the leader of the football team in Notre Dame for 13 seasons, over 100 victories and three national titles. He's regarded as one of the greatest coaches in college football, and he helped popularize the forward pass and, of course, made Notre Dame the, well, what they are. Newt Rockne killed in that car, the plane crash in 31. He was 43. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.